Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Indeed, these are momentous days, and our Lord's return hastens. The return of our blessed Lord is the hope of the true Church of Jesus Christ. History affirms the fact that following our Lord's ascension back to heaven, the Church awaited eagerly and expectantly His soon return. Not until the 4th century, when pagan elements invaded the Church, when persecution of Christians ceased, when Church and state united, producing an idolatrous system of worship, not until then did the Church lose hope of the soon coming again of Jesus. The Reformation, however, revived this doctrine, which has today become the central theme of Bible eschatology. This same Jesus who died and rose again, who ascended into heaven, is coming again. Not only did the Reformationists believe and teach that Jesus Christ was coming again, they taught our Lord must come before the millennium, if the Scriptures are to be fulfilled. Among those who shared this premillennial view were Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, Melanchthon, Wycliffe, and even Christopher Columbus. The Augsburg Confession, the Catechism of Edward VI, along with all the Reformed creeds, stressed the premillennial return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The names of early Americans could be added to the list of those who held to this scriptural teaching. Among these is Holmes, one of the early Baptists who came to America. Holmes not only taught that Jesus must return, he stressed also that Israel too must return back to her land, along with the coming of Christ. Let us quote today from Holmes' confession. I believe the promise of the future concerning the return of Israel and the coming of the Lord to raise up the dead in Christ and to change them that are alive, that they may reign with Him 1,000 years according to the Scriptures. My friends, do you know what happened to Holmes for holding to this belief? Now remember, this was in America during the founding of this country. For teaching that Israel would return to her land, and that Christ would come back again to rapture the saints, Holmes was brutally scourged with 30 lashes of a 3-corded whip. Yes, at one time in America, men suffered for their belief in the doctrine of the second coming of Christ. Now today, with Bibles in nearly every home, we are not ignorant of this cardinal truth of God's holy word. And my friends, with Israel returning back to her land, we should more than ever be aware of the fact that our Lord's coming is very close at hand. It is indeed at the door. As Baptist Holmes centuries ago in America declared Israel's return, but overshadows Christ's return. Jesus Himself gave us the parable of the fig tree, saying, Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, said Jesus, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Now, my friends, what we believe Jesus was saying is this, that when Israel, typified by the fig tree, begins again to blossom, to bloom. And also when the other trees, representing primarily the Arab nations, when they begin to shoot forth, then know, said Jesus, that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Thus witnessing the reappearance of Israel as a nation, and witnessing the uprising, the coming to life again of the Arab nations as they confederate against Israel, we very well know Jesus is soon to return, first coming for His own in an event we call the rapture of the church, and then following the long tribulation period of 7 years, the judgment that befalls the earth, our Lord is again seen coming to the earth with His saints to establish his millennial kingdom. Thus we believe it is significant that Jesus declared that this generation, the generation that sees Israel come into being, this generation shall not pass until all be fulfilled. Now today, dear friends, wouldn't you like to know that you're going to be a part of his kingdom, this kingdom of God? To Nicodemus, Jesus declared, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Again, Jesus repeated his assertion, saying, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now notice, dear friends, our Lord did not simply say, believe that I am the Messiah and you'll be saved. When Nicodemus came to Jesus to declare, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, we might have expected Jesus to say to Nicodemus, thank you, thou hast discovered the truth of salvation. But oh no, at least three times Jesus told this learned Pharisee, this educated religious leader, ye must be born again. And so it is today. We do not enter the kingdom of God by merely praying the Lord's Prayer, or by shaking the preacher's hand, or by completing a Bible course. Jesus made it unmistakably clear that in order to enter the kingdom of God, one must be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, some sincere, well-meaning churches teach all Jesus meant here was that we must be baptized. This, they believe, at least fulfills the first part of our Lord's declaration that we must be born of water. Now, we do not for a moment underestimate the value of water baptism, for Jesus did emphasize, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But water in itself has absolutely no power to wash away sins. Rather, the Bible tells us the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed at Calvary, and the blood alone washes away sin. Apart from the blood of Christ, there's no forgiveness. Now, the Apostle Peter makes this clear when speaking of baptism. He tells us, it is not the washing away of the filth of the flesh that saves us. Rather, says Peter, it is the purifying of our souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, being born again by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now may we sincerely ask not to pry into your affairs, but to help you see this truth of the Word of God today. Have you obeyed the Scriptures which commands, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish? You may have come forward in some great evangelistic campaign, or knelt at an altar in a little backwoods church, but did you repent? Did you covenant with God by His help to turn from all sin, to make restitution where possible, to pay back debts, to ask forgiveness of those whom you may have wronged, to return stolen property? You may have thought that that little prayer you prayed and those tears you shed with all the repentance you thought was taking place, you thought that was all that was necessary to be saved. But Jesus himself commanded, repent and believe the gospel, and not until Zacchaeus, for instance, made restitution, returning stolen goods, even with interest, did Jesus say, this day has salvation come to this house. Now please do not misunderstand. Perhaps you say, by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. And you may point to the man who was a thief, who died on the cross and never returned stolen goods, nor made restitution of any kind, and was saved. But today, my friends, you're not hanging on a cross, unable to come down. And as much as possible, God expects us to obey His word when He declares, except we repent, we shall perish. The Lord verily wants every true believer in Him to know it was on account of sin that He came and died. And as He paid the penalty of sin by death, so we should confess and forsake our sin, and as much as possible go to our fellow man and make things right. My friends, it's upon this obedience to the Word of God, in truly receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, having also truly repented from all known sin, that we are born again of the Spirit. And as we conclude our broadcast, may we ask, have you been born again? Do you know without the shadow of a doubt today that you're a part of God's kingdom. Yes, Jesus said, ye must be born again. May no one be so foolish as to think that salvation is merely an emotional experience, or that we can make some kind of a decision for Christ without any desire to obey Him, to surrender to Him as Lord, and to acknowledge Him as sovereign master of our life once we have come to Him as Savior. Now, friends, these words are spoken kindly and sincerely. So when the Lord Jesus returns for His church, we will be ready.
Well, He is coming back, and there ain't no doubt. And I want you there with me. When the trumpet blows from the eastern sky, and the gates of heaven open wide, will you be ready to go? When the morning sun comes riding down, His eyes ablaze with many crowns, will you be ready?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a podcast of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
Will you be ready?